So I woke up this morning and received a bit of a brief message for the Conscious Collective. There's been a lot of confusion due to all of the talk that we're hearing about this great shift that is happening, has happened, will happen. And also what I mean when I'm talking about the Great Reset, because I have people who have been listening to my podcast episodes, and this is probably my fault, but I've created a little bit of confusion because I'm always talking about the Great Reset. I haven't said much about the shift because, for me, that's already done. For all of us, it's already done. We've pretty much done what we need to do to ensure that we navigate the shift in a way that is beneficial to not only us, but also to the rest of the Conscious Collective. So I really wanted to point out the fact that these are two different experiences, and I want to explain exactly what each of them are and what they mean in a very brief and in a very brief and concise way. So first, I want to talk about the shift, because that comes first. And what this shift is, in essence, is us experiencing 5D energy, thoughts, feelings, emotions, experiences in the 3D matrix. So in essence, it is us living our highest timeline. I'm using quotes here. It's us experiencing our highest timeline here on this earth. It'll feel different for what I call the chosen. I'll get into why I call people that, because I know there's some debate about that as well. It'll just feel different for the chosen, because while we will still be physically on this earth with the unconscious collective, we are being moved into a position to where we're simply present to observe it, to aid in the growth of the unconscious, of the unconscious collective. And we aren't going to see much impact from the experience of it. So during this time, we are really building and preparing for what the Great Reset is. And I'll get into that later. But just understand that all of the work that we have been doing leading up to the the April 8th eclipse, and as we move out of that energy, all of that was to prepare us for the shift, for this experience. It was bringing us to a place of personal oneness, clearing out the division that the human experience has created as it pertains to the concept of duality, and really helping us to identify ourselves as not merely the created, but also co-creators with the universe, with source, with the divine. Now, I know that some people get a little up in arms when I mention the chosen, because they feel like it's just another way to be divisive. That's not the intent. And if you take it that way, I implore you to just look into it a little bit more, because this is not about favor of the divine. This is not about some people just being more highly favored by the universe. The universe is very objective. So it's really not about right versus wrong, which is why I've been trying to lead the Conscious Collective away from that narrative. It really pertains to the human experience. And this is about making a choice. You aren't chosen by the divine. You chose to acknowledge your oneness with the universe as a result of that, like, ascension just looks and feels differently for you. It's not about an external favor factor. It is about you favoring yourself as not only the created, but as I said, as a co-creator, and making the decision to choose yourself. So you are chosen by you, and your life experience is the result of your making that choice. Now, moving into the Great Reset, this is very basic, but this is what comes after the shift. It's going to be a while, but this is what, well, not that long a while. When I say a while, I'm not talking about years and years, but it comes after the shift. And this is what most people know as the second coming or the apocalypse. And just to be clear, the root of the word apocalypse has nothing to do with destruction. What it is just simply a revelation, an uncovering, or a disclosure of information. So it's not just about Yeshua. I mean, it could be about him as well. But it's really about everyone who, those of us who have chosen our highest timelines, and then also everyone who has transitioned physically, but are present in spirit, and they'll have their integration with their higher selves as well. So all of this is all about us integrating with our higher selves. And this is what will bring them back to us. And this is when we'll move on to the next step. And that step is further integration with, it's actually a physical integration with our higher selves, and further integration with source. And it's just not worth getting into right now because it's a little bit of a ways off and it's not urgent at this time. It was just very important that I explain for the people who are listening to my podcast episodes and developing maybe a little bit of a misunderstanding about what I mean when I'm talking about the Great Reset. I'm talking about something different than the shift that we've been hearing talked about for so long. So those are two different human experience events. Those are two different things that are going to occur. And all of this is going to occur. I keep saying 3 years, but as we know with time and space, that can change, especially given the degree of awakening that we are seeing in the collective, the fact that we are seeing growth in the conscious collective community. All of that is just going to bring all of this to fruition sooner. So just a little bit of clarification. Wanted to make sure that I offer all of that. So if you have any questions, as always, reach out. Y'all know I will hop on here and answer if I need to. Just sending you all the love with infinite love, infinite gratitude. I love all of you. Peace.